Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
It's 902-1ONG. With Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Hey, everybody. Look at you.
Look at us.
Looking at you.
Look at you.
Here's me looking at you, looking at you. Amy, I don't see you.
I'm here. My camera's on, but sometimes I have, it's boring, but I have a couple different screens on here, Tori.
What are you doing?
So you might have to scroll
brushing your hair. Yeah. We are back for another amazing episode of 902 OMG, you guys, and we're so happy to be with you.
Oh my gosh, we should think of like our own thing because, I mean, another episode, duh, we're on weekly, we're always back, it's a new episode, they just keep going and going and going. So
what would you like to change that to? A catchphrase? What do you want?
I don't know, yeah, we need something, right? What makes us uniquely us?
OMG. We're back.
I do think it's hilarious that anyone listening that listens to other rewatch podcasts, they're lapping us because most shows have 20 episodes and we're still just on.
We are friggin' Everlast Bunnies. What are those things with the battery?
Energizer.
Yeah, that one.
So crazy.
You can't keep us down.
It is actually
Jen,
crazy.
That's so true though, right? Correct?
Yes, yeah. Very true.
I mean, if you think about it, you guys did 30 plus episodes a season. Mm-hmm. So it basically meant you were working year round, just going.
Basically, yeah. I think we had 3 months off a year.
And this episode, I could see it. I could see the wear and tear on how tired we were.
starting to show.
I do have an interesting thing on that, which I will hold, or I could say now. I'll hold for the synopsis, and then I will ask you this.
Oh, I love you. Okay, let's do this, because this was a good one, you guys, and I got newfound
faith in the show. I don't know what happened.
Ooh, I like that. Well,
first of all, I got confused because we were scheduled to do this podcast a couple days ago, and then we got some scheduling issues, so we had to change it. So I watched it a few days ago, and then we were going to do another one, and then I was like, wait, which episode is it? I got so confused.
Did you rewatch the rewatch?
I did not rewatch it. I just went over my material and then it refreshed me, but
I loved every second of it. This is why we work so well together. We're yin and yang. She's supremely organized, which I respect. I am not. So I love, like, it actually, that's like a turn on when you say things like that, that you went over your material.
I'm happy I could turn you on today.
No problem.
Season 5, episode 19, you guys, Little Monsters, aired February 1st, 1995.
And I so want to jump in here and just make this fluid, but I got nothing up.
No pun intended. No material.
On brand. I mean, I guess I could do it from memory.
Want me to do it? Want Amy to do the synopsis?
Yeah, Jenny, you do it because we need to drum roll who the director is.
Guys, can I just get it? And may I please do it? You know I love to do my synopsis.
I know you do. It starts with the one that you do not want to speak about.
Synopsis, Ariel Hunter, I hate that name, is back and spots Ray as her new prey. But Donna tries to warn him. Duh. Professor Finley loses his 10-year battle, but wages war on poor Brandon. Kelly is asked to prove her devotion. Dylan makes amends with Jim Walsh. And Valerie wants her money, honey. No money, no honey.
Directed by James Eckhaus, written by Meredith Stein. Should we do some trivia first, or should we get into the breakdown?
Ooh.
Oh, trivia. A little bit of trivia.
Just a little. Just a couple of things.
But also, your man directed you.
My baby.
my baby, back room.
Mm-hmm. This is so, yeah. Okay, so here's the first trivia. This is the third and last episode directed by James Eckhaus.
Oh, wow.
He directed Strangers in the Night and Truth and Consequences. And this is it. This is the last one.
For the whole series or just in season 4?
Because they ship him off to Japan, right?
Yeah. Because the parents move away and we don't never see them again.
I know. We forgot about that.
We have a rager that last night. Oh, nope.
Go ahead, Jenny.
And Jamie Walters performs apparently twice in this episode, neither of which I saw.
Yeah. Nothing.
And he does, he sings the first song, Why, and Donna watches him perform at the After Dark. And the second song is called I Know the Game. Do you remember watching him perform either of those songs?
No, actually. Are you shocked? No. Those two, I do not. So I feel like we should have a sesh where we get together and just listen to and watch the originals and see his performance.
I want to see his performances.
Wait, that's a great idea.
He's so talented. Let's have a Ray Pruitt performance appreciation episode.
Yeah, because I want you to see it.
I'm really missing a lot.
How talented he is, even though I can't remember these two songs in the moment, but we'll go through it.
So I have a question. If you guys notice this, so this is the first time it really stood out to me that these new people, Ray, Valerie,
these new people,
Ray and Valerie are really having scenes without any of the rest of you. I'm sure it's happened a little bit before, but we saw a lot of Valerie without a OG cast member. So it's like Valerie's got scenes with just Jonesy. Right. Ray's got scenes with just Ariel, and we have a Valerie Ray interaction. So I just stood out to me that this episode was very filled with these new cast members really becoming,
opening up some doors.
Like real. I don't know what the word is. They're out there on their own without you guys.
Cool. We need a little break. We're tired.
That's so true.
But yeah, that sort of, it didn't bother me. I enjoyed it, but I did note it. That's like, oh, wow. They're really giving these people their own storylines now.
It's going to keep happening with more and more and more people.
Yeah.
I like it. So, I'm all of a sudden, this is my favorite show. I mean, I've kept saying that before. I really love the show. But now that it's, honestly, it's gotten like a little soapier, mm-hmm. I'm so sucked in.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I just want to hear her say that again.
I'm so sucked in.
No, not that part. Oh my God.
So what do we think of
the soapier part? Usually you do not like when it gets soapier, correct?
I know. But I've changed my ways, people.
It's working. So do you want to start with Ray or Valerie?
Let's just start with the top because I love we're provided with this amazing we're provided with this amazing episode recap that our team does, and I have never really fully appreciated it until I went through it last night. It's so friggin' good. So let's just kind of do the show like that today. Can we do that?
Great.
Just go.
Of course. Use this beautiful that would be amazing.
Recap. Yes, who wrote Jenny, all you guide this? Us. Lorraine, did you do this? Who did this?
Lorraine and Sydney, I think, are doing it.
Lorraine and Sydney, props to you because you guys are on fuego.
Lorraine says yes. I can't open it.
Damn it.
Okay, hold on, hold on.
Jenny can just walk us through it, starting with Valerie. Well,
yeah, and then we'll just talk about it. Okay, so we open at Dylan's house, right? He's back from Hawaii. He left Erica with Iris. I almost said Iris.
I mean, how?
I thought you were going to say it.
Can I immediately throw a flag on the play?
Yeah.
In what world is it that easy for a child to be removed from her parents, I guess given to her long-lost brother, and then given to a woman who is not her mother, is not a relative in any capacity?
This is ridiculous.
No courts are involved. It's just like, she just lives in Hawaii with Iris now.
And I was thinking, oh man, what a commitment, Iris. You're taking a teenage girl on. Wow.
I feel like someone brought that up. There's always someone.
The love child of her ex and a random criminal lady.
Right. Iris but I has feel a very like there was heart. Someone in the spelling team that was like, hold on. We got to do this. And my dad was like, nah, no one wants to see that.
And that Erica's just fine with it. Like, I understand her mom is a criminal, right? A terrible criminal. But that's still her daughter. And Erica's just going to be fine. She seemed way too chill.
What else is she going to do? And hello, she gets to live in Hawaii with a free to be you and me, like hippie mother. Like, sign me up.
Yeah, same.
She's at the beach every day. You think she's complaining?
She's thriving.
So, all right, fine. I'll just roll with it.
Valerie asks Dylan for a cut of the money since she helped get Erica back.
Yeah.
Fair. I was super distracted by her outfit, though, and I couldn't listen to a word she was saying.
Sweater
was
not her tee? Sweater was not over t-shirt.
That one didn't work. It didn't work.
You didn't like it?
No. Nope.
Was it that a black sweater vest over a white tee?
Yep. It was that
look. But it was a rib tee. Like, maybe if the texture had been different, I would have been okay with it, but it really bothered
me. Very, very specific about your tee qualities. Okay.
You know.
And she did have some sort of a dessert that I thought looked real bad.
Oh, she handmade some chocolate-covered strawberries, I think.
And they looked so bad.
They really did look pretty ratchet.
Yeah, they did not look
professional. This is like the second time they've tried to allude that she's like a DIY like baker, right? Am I wrong?
This is so it's true. Like, that bitch cannot bake. I'm sorry.
But they keep throwing it in there and it's not even well done. So is there a reason? Like, oh, she tried.
Yeah, maybe it's like bit because those were not Sherry's.
I don't see Valerie. Yeah, I don't see Valerie.
Yeah, that cake that threw you over the edge because it was leaning. We didn't like that, Halton.
I did not want to feast on those.
So offended me.
Berries.
Okay, then we go to the Peach Pit where Brandon shows Andrea the article that he's writing in support of Professor Finley. And Andrea does not agree with what he's doing.
Mm-mm. Right. I got the vibe that she's just like, hey, there are ulterior motives.
Right?
Like, what?
Yeah. She's calling him out saying the only reason you're doing this is to make Kelly happy.
Yeah,
I mean, really he's like trying to like,
you know what about Professor Finley?
Right. But he's trying to like boy up her a little bit in a way. Like, why are you here with me? Like, you know, this is happening. Like Jesse, and you're here with me right now. Like, is he trying to throw that back in her face that she like used to be obsessed with him?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I actually didn't notice that, but that's a sort of that's
clever
an interesting
boy distraction minus
little sprinkle to sort of, that's really a good call out, Tori, because it's a sprinkle that leads us to what happens in the episode. And you're right. I didn't think of that till you said it right now. Mm-hmm. He does say that because Jesse's going on the trip, and it is a little illogical that she's like at the peach pit with Brandon when her husband's about to go off.
Just good, sprinkling good in a little bit of, foretelling. What's that so called?
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like foretelling though.
Uh-huh. Well, we can make up new words. Boy, later.
Beach house where Kelly has organized a phone tree in support of Professor Finley. She answers the phone with "Save Finley," and Donna is mad that she can't use the phone.
I was just mad that your watch was so loose. It was like a bracelet and it was just like flipping all around.
I don't like tight things around my wrists. I'm sorry.
More important, how did you get 20 landlines installed in the beach like that?
I set up headquarters.
Phone guy. Just suddenly you've got many, many phone lines just operating out of the beach house. I was like,
Is this where Kelly says your favorite line, Amy?
Use my car phone. Like, Donna desperately needs to call Ray, and you literally just say, use my car phone.
It'll be fine. Yeah.
Not one of these 42 lines I've mysteriously installed in our apartment.
And don't mind these rando strangers in our house.
I wish you had been that interested when we were doing like all our sorority parties. Like, I like organizing those parties and you had no interest in those. But this one, and you've like made this happen like that.
And she's, I really appreciate her organizational skills here.
Yeah, there's some Jenny coming out there.
Is it Jenny? Is it Kelly? I don't know. Who knows?
And Donna had a great dress on that at first I thought was a top. And then I recalled, oh no, that's a dress. It's that cute sort of metallic-y silver dress that sort of was a memorable outfit.
Where are you going in this fancy dress? I think she's going to the Peach Pit after dark.
Yeah.
At the time, they were called kimono dresses, and they were just coming in.
Yes.
They used to wear them, like, I would say, I don't know, is it the 50s, 40s?
I don't know, but they did make a comeback.
And then they came in. So, like at Aardvark on Melrose, I used to get them, like, secretly, like, in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, you look good in it. And I think you wear it to the Peach Pit after dark, which we don't ever get to see.
But I remembered the dress. So when I saw the episode this time, I was like, oh my God, there's that dress. And it imprinted from back in the 90s. I think as it was like very fashion forward. And then I'm assuming possibly became a trend because of 90210.
So old school, you remember when like, men would get like tatted up and they would get like sexy girls like and they would have kimono style dresses on. And that's from way back. Like,
I was into it.
All right. So now we are back at Dylan's house.
Yes.
Valerie gets out of bed because apparently the strawberries worked. And she immediately wants her money. Dylan writes her a check for $10,000, and she thinks that's not enough compared to the millions that he got. Dylan won't budge, and he tells Val, take it or leave it.
Yeah, I kind of like that he didn't budge, but he maybe could have done a little more. What do you think would have been like a correct amount?
I mean, I would have said, like, let's talk about it. I wouldn't have been like, take it or leave it. Because she really did help him out.
She did.
She did. I think
put herself in harm's way.
I'd say 50,000 would have been probably. He got 4 million because there was 8 million and Jonesy got 4 million.
50 grand back then in the 90s? That's
but
a
he got
lot.
4 million because
it
of
it doesn't
her.
Matter. It
she
doesn't
really. Died.
And she almost died and got bopped in the face.
Okay.
Wait, but here's what's really stressing me out. The shot of her pulling up her pants, like it took so long. But she, I was waiting for it. I was like, is she going to do the top button? Because that was her jam, right? To leave that top button open in the 90s. She did it.
She did it.
I did not care for his ever-growing goatee that was growing more and more each scene.
Oh, it's so sketch. Because those are in now. And when guys do it like that, I'm like, ugh, it's so like douchey. That. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into a goatee at all.
No, this is when he was starting this phase, you guys. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm not into it. Like, the mock collar.
So he rocks a goatee for more now. This is the beginning.
He's going to, he's going to keep going. It's that. Ooh. And then the hair. And then the, what is it called? The mock one button. You guys called it a linen, like, but it's shirt. He's going to keep wearing this stuff. And this is not when I find him his sexy.
That's, you know, I agree with you. I don't like that collared shirt.
Mm-hmm. Her coat, because she was cold, and I think she might borrow his coat or it's her coat. Very cute coat. And I always notice when he's
say
a lefty.
Anything whenever.
So Dylan Luke is a lefty, which really you notice when he's right in the check, which I'm like.
I mean, going back to the dollar amount, I don't think it has anything to do with what he gets, what he got. That's his money. That's besides the point.
True.
He hired her as an independent hooker, I mean contractor, and she should be paid the going rate. For such
duties. I think 10,000 feels low on a job like that where you risk your life.
But I'm not going to go 50K for that.
What?
She got to go to Mexico.
I think Jonesy took way too much. 50%? Crazy.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, why does Jonesy even need to work anymore? Jonesy
should have been paid a salary.
A million.
50% of Dylan's money.
I would have given $1 million to Jonesy because he came up with the whole plan and we wouldn't have gotten anything without him. 50,000, maybe 100.
A million dollars you would have given him?
We would have had zero. Jonesy found them, concocted the plan, knew how to get the money. There's no money without Jonesy.
Okay.
He deserves a lot of money. 10%.
I think she deserves more, though, but whatever.
Okay.
She's getting the boy, too, right? So he's like throwing that in. Like, you get
this. Moving back to the Peach Pit.
Yes.
Now the Peach Pit after dark. Ariel shows up and David with her new hairdo. And David is shocked to see her. Ariel says she wants to meet Ray Pruitt. Ray is on the phone with Donna and of course starts mistreating
her in her dress.
For not bringing him a clean shirt.
Oh yeah.
When Ariel invites Ray to meet her boss.
You know I'm huffing and puffing over here, so
I can see you're getting worked up.
I'm getting all worked up.
Did you like her new hairdo? Because I did.
I did.
I just thought, Ariel, up to your old tricks.
All right. Do you have anything else to say
about
that?
Yeah, because Ray's a little John Mellencamp and a little Joe Cocker.
Oh, he's
inspired. I liked the names. I was like.
By the classic rockers. Yep.
Yeah. Harry Dixon at Firestorm Records going to love him.
Wait, what about the, is that a real name? Harry Dixon?
Harry Dixon. No, but it sounds very bad.
Harry Dixon. Did you guys notice that?
You gonna make it your new alias?
Oh my God. When I stay at a hotel, if I was famous, I would totally be like, put it under Harry Dixon. She is not going to be an A&R rep. She's sort of like, I don't know. I'm not, her career path is question mark for me, but
why couldn't she be?
I don't know.
Good question,
she learned
Jen.
Nothing.
Why can't she be?
I think she's doing great. She found David. Now she found Ray.
Yeah.
True. Let's go to Andrea's house.
It's like working girl.
Yep.
Like she's using her brain and her bod. Why not?
She's finding all the big stars.
Good for her.
Hey, everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important. Don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order.
Want to temporarily restore definition in your jawline where it's been lost over time? With Juvederm Volux XC, you can get a non-surgical jawline treatment that adds volume for a smooth contour and to reduce the appearance of jowls in one in-office treatment with little downtime. Juvederm Volux XC injectable gel is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
With the weather getting warmer, finally, it is time for a wardrobe refresh.
And when I want to update my style without breaking the bank, I turn to Quince.
They offer premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30.
And washable silk tops. Timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
They partner directly with top factories, so Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to you.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
I use the hoop earrings I ordered from Quince all the time.
And basically live in the slippers that I ordered on their website. The prices and quality are so worth it.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/90210 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/90210 to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/90210.
Let's go to Andrea's house where Jesse is going out of town, but Hannah is sick. So Jesse tells Andrea to call her friend, Peter, the nurse. The doctor?
He's not a nurse. Sorry. He's a resident, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry, resident. He's a resident. And she's like, maybe I will.
I wrote, uh-oh. And then she immediately calls. Hello, is Dr. Peter Tucker on call?
Oh, it's a bummer when you go back in time and realize that they kind of set it up for you. And you didn't
It was very lascivious, the whole. Is that the right word? It's very.
Yes, it is.
It's a very intentional, sort of inappropriate behavior.
I like it.
Same.
Oh, all right.
My favorite. This is my favorite moment of the whole thing.
Let's
do it. Kelly runs into Brandon and Cindy.
Huh?
While she's with Professor Finley, and she is super mean to Brandon.
Yes, in front of his mother, in his very oversized bomber jacket.
And like it.
Very puffy, oversized bomber
jacket. Wait, does Cindy still go to college there? Is that why she's there? Because I forgot all about that.
I forgot about that.
Oh. Or maybe she just brought him lunch.
No, she's going to school, dude. She's going to class.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
you were a little frosty.
I didn't like that frostiness from Cal. Yeah. David tells Donna that the A&R rep is Ariel, and Donna freaks out.
Donna with a ponytail. I think I wrote Donna with a ponytail. Ugh,
I was not liking that. That I honestly cringed at my looks this episode. And you know, you guys, I've worked really hard to like be able to watch this back and not be like, oh, I don't feel good about how I looked in that and stuff like that. This episode actually took me out. I was like, ooh. Well, your eyes look puffy. Oh, no.
That's natural. That's going to happen.
We promise?
Can't love the way we look all the time.
Okay.
But
you're being too hard on yourself. I was doing well, though.
Remind yourself in those moments of criticizing yourself.
You're right.
That you love that girl.
What did we think of? Yeah, you looked great in this episode, by the way. You had the iconic dress. What do we think of David telling Donna? I thought, good for you, David.
Oh, now he's going to be forthcoming with Donna and tell her things?
Yeah.
Well,
it's the new him.
Good point. But I thought, you know what? I think he kind of did do the right thing.
This is really setting up their relationship as best friends and confidants that goes on for a long time before they get back together.
True. True.
Then at Firestorm Records, Ray in another bomber jacket. There was a sale at the bomber jacket store for this episode.
Listen, it was all about goatees and bomber jackets.
Episode, fashion-wise, I'm sorry, it just lost me. I felt like, did someone else step in? I don't know. I wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thrilled with it either. It was not a lot of consistency.
I noticed it. Is this where Ariel says, don't make me beg to Ray?
Ew.
Yeah, that's not professional. So, do I have that right? Don't make me beg. He kind of is turning down her crap offer, which I also thought
begged, but doesn't he say it later? Or is it callback?
I don't know, but is this where he turns down the offer?
Yep. Does he do that for
Donna?
Donna?
No, he does it because it was a offer. And I was impressed by his smarts because he was like, I'm not giving you all the publishing.
Maybe he loves the girl.
First of all, it was very savvy. He very, very savvy. And I'm like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing. He was not going to give up publishing. And it was legit. Like, that was a legit conversation between these people. And he was like, I'm not so desperate that I'm giving you all the rights to all my songs.
Yeah.
Okay, which he clearly did not do, since we can't even hear the songs.
He's clearly a very good businessman.
In real life as well. Yeah. So that was it. That was good.
So then Dylan goes to Jim's office, right?
Yep.
And he asks Jim to be his business manager again.
Not like
boring.
Last time. I liked him in the suit. And Jim had a computer now on his desk.
Oh, he's your two boys and you were bored? It doesn't even matter. They were just there. You didn't even have to listen. Close your ears. Like,
whenever you say the words business manager, I'm like.
But it's different this time, Jenny. It's not going to be like last time.
Okay.
Great.
Well, Dylan does tell him that he gave Val $10,000.
Oof.
You know, Jim.
Yeah. Because Jim hates concerned. Val. Like, I'm convinced something happened.
Jim hates Val.
He does.
I know, he doesn't seem to care for her.
No, it's like to a new level. There's something weird.
My Jim has hate in his heart for Val. I feel like he just doesn't trust her.
Which is something he's not even fair. But I don't think it's something that he's even aware of. I don't know. There's something more than not trusting. Because I see Jim when he doesn't trust people and he's up front. There's something that even like she gets under his skin in such a weird way. Mm-hmm. There's something else. Yeah,
that's also really true. She gets under his skin. Maybe he just is so, he doesn't like her behavior. You know, he's real honest.
Yeah. I know exactly what it is.
Maybe he misses Brenda.
Yeah. And this is like.
And she can't compare to his Brenda.
I know exactly what it is. It just hit me, you guys. Because on some level, he could never have a girl like that. He's in a very controlled relationship, not on purpose. Cindy's great, but it's very structured and then he's in his business world. So a girl like Val is something, it rubs him the wrong way because he wishes he could have a girl like that.
Ew.
Sorry.
I'm not liking that.
I did not get that.
I'm happy to have conversations about me and Jim.
No, it's not real. This isn't real. It's subliminal.
I don't think anyone intended it. We're fine to think of you and Jim, but not his not daughter.
But not Kelly and Jim. Me.
No, true.
Jenny.
True.
Yeah.
What a different show if Jim started having an affair with one of the
Okay. Do you want youngsters. Me to say Tiffany and Jim? Does that work better for you?
No, it doesn't.
Once again, can I say one quick thing?
Yes.
Once again, because I do read all the comments, because I am not the biggest Valerie fan, which why would I be? Because she's lying and conniving.
Right.
They don't think I like Tiffany. And can I just say for once and for all?
No.
You love Tiffany.
You don't need to say it.
Can I please
say it? Okay. She wants to say it. Let her say it.
Not only am I friends with Shannon, I am friends with Tiffany.
Yep. You guys, you just heard it.
And they're just dragging me. Like, I don't. And I, it's so fascinating. And I think it's a whole thing about this show. Because never, if I said I don't like, I don't know, some other character on TV that I don't like, do I think people would think I don't like the actor?
It's weird you're coming from you are a true super fan and you have very distinct opinions about characters, and that's your right. And that's what makes you a true super fan.
And it's very fascinating to me.
Yeah, because people are getting mad at you about it.
Yeah. And change it to the actor. So I do find that fascinating because I think if I said to you, like, I'm trying to think of another TV show. So I'm watching whatever. And I can't
Wait,
think
can
of
you
it.
Not say it? Or are you allowed to say another
pretend
TV show?
I'm watching, I don't know, I'm watching 24, rewatching 24. And say I was like, I do not like the character of Chloe. By the way, I do love Chloe. But say I didn't. I just don't think anyone's going to think I don't like the actor portraying Chloe.
Yeah.
Let's go with One Tree Hill. What happens?
One Tree Hill. Really... So say I was like, I don't like Brooke. I just don't think anyone's going to think I don't like the actor that played Brooke.
Okay, so this isn't about you. This is about people
902
relating to our show. Like that show, the actors, the characters, they all blurred so much that it's just like,
because
they hold them both
to
their heart so much.
I mean, I'll speak only for myself, and I know you feel the same way. Jenny was Kelly. Kelly was Jenny.
Yeah.
Like, and that came across through the screen because of the way they wrote to our personalities and to the ease with which we and the comfort we all felt as actors with our characters. So it was so real. I feel the same way. Like, I feel like when I watch it, Donna and Tori are the same person.
Yeah, I 1000%, but you know that, like,
really?
Agree with you. But it's also a testament to us as well, not just, I mean, obviously the writers, the producers, and everybody, but the fact that we were able to blend us and the characters and just be comfortable putting it out there.
Yeah, yeah. I think our comfort level with each other and with our characters really shines through, and that's why people...
It really does.
Well, and it's so, it's now that you say that, because I get upset when I read the comments because I'm like, I actually, and now I am friends with both of them. I've been friends with Tiffany for a long time and I'm friends with Shannon. And I get like upset reading it because I start to be like, what if Shannon read that and thinks I'm not friends with her? And then I'm like, wait, I am
now
being sucked
people,
into the whole
thing. Yeah, people remember Amy Sugarman is the producer of not only this podcast, but a number of podcasts on iHeart. And she is like
a ginormous number.
Yeah. She's a big wig.
It doesn't have to be about me. It's like, I'm so fascinated.
She hates when we say this, but she's our boss.
I get sucked into it too. I'm like, oh my God, they think I don't like Tiffany because I don't like Valerie. And I'm like falling for it too. And I think there is something very unique about this show where the actors have melded into the characters. They have become synonymous. And maybe it's because, and like, it's the same thing with like, I don't know, are they friends? People ask me all the time, like, are Jenny and Tori best friends? And I'm like, yeah, It's just because they want to know that it's all real.
They love, yeah.
I mean, yeah, think about like how that affected, I'll speak for myself again, me as a human being melded into a character like that. Yeah. And then when it was over, being like, wait, what? Who am I? If I'm not Kelly, like a part of my body just sort of stopped living the day that the show ended, you know?
Oh my God, that's such a good way to say it.
It just gave me such chills. Like it's like gives, like, what do they say when kids, you like push them out of the nest, let them fly, like, you know, go off to college. Like, yeah, like when this ended in 2000, like, whoa. Yeah. We were just like, oh, okay, a part's just cut off. Yes, right. You're right.
Bye.
Bye. Uh-huh. A part of you was just cut off, dead, done. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Who wants to go boot shopping? Valerie.
Oh, I thought you were asking me. I'm like, okay, sure. When?
I'd love to. Okay. No, but Ariel takes Ray to buy some cowboy boots, which is not his
look. Wait, don't
look.
Say it like that. You love cowboy boots.
But not the Ray.
He's a more of a like a motorcycle boot guy.
Yeah, he's like a Doc Martin combat boot.
Fine.
Okay.
Motorcycle boot.
But guess, he lo can wear and behold, it all. Who's there? Valerie.
Of all the gin
of
joints on Rodeo.
Of all the
these boot
stores
are
in LA.
Made for walking.
They're at the store
and she doesn't all over miss- you. The symbolism, you guys, walk all over you. These boots are made for walking. You
gotta, I also thought her outfit was extraordinarily expensive for the 90s. $965 is expensive now.
Was it leather? What was happening? Like a leather blazer?
So she was probably buying what? A $4,000 outfit. If it was like, today.
It's like very Can't Buy Me Love.
She must have gone to, where did she go buy it at that, what's that store on the Melrose corner there that we always
her
go
white,
to?
The white jacket in Can't Buy Me Love?
Fred Siegel.
Don't spill red Siegel. Wine. It's gone.
Yeah, she probably bought that at Fred Siegel.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
How about Valerie?
Putting her claws into yet another man.
Don't we all? I was like, oh, man.
Here we go.
Another bit of foretelling.
Yes. Yep. And it's back like, I'm sorry. House. That doesn't mean I don't love Tiffany, but I sure don't like Valerie going on Donna's man like that.
Hello.
What do you mean? They all take my man. So what is it? It's irrelevant at this point.
Oh, Kelly does not take your man ever.
Ever.
Yeah, real friend.
Wait.
Except in real life. Remember when you told me.
What is
Oh, my God.
What is it? Oh, God. What is it? You both
you know.
What
I'm talking We've about. Never they told this
know.
Story.
I've they never both told this story. Let's go. Know.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
So I was leaving to do a movie of the week. And I was talking to Tori about who was cast, who I had cast as my love interest.
What's and it? Who did it you cast?
Mr. Peter Facinelli.
Uh-huh. I know I like a good that. Timeline, though.
Yeah. No.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. And when I said that, I got an unexpected reaction from you.
Wait, Tori, what did you say? Cutie? He's a cutie?
I said something along the lines in best friend world, like mm-hmm. however it was, and it's not verbatim. Like, no, wait, I've been talking to that guy. Like, he likes me. Like, don't hook like, up with him.
He's mine.
He's mine.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Okay, so may wait. I, Jen? Backstory? Okay, so I'm going to get this wrong.
Stop.
But I won't. So Peter was in a movie for Fox that was mm-hmm. really, did really, really well.
Like a male prostitute. Uh-huh.
And that was like his first thing, and he was getting attention, and they had some Fox people come and do this like charity night and thing. And Peter and I met, and we hit it off, and I gave him my number, and then nothing went after that. Like, and then I remember telling Jen, like, oh, this guy, he's on Fox. Like, he's really cute, like, nice, cool, funny. And then Jen was like, oh, and I cast this guy. I was like, no, wait, that's the guy I told you about. He's mine.
What is happening? So wait, Jenny, Peter was cast opposite you, and that is how you fell in love?
Wait, uh-huh. hold on. Did you hear her right when she said it the first time?
She cast him.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I was producing that film. And
what? Film? Well, first of all, what movie was it?
Oh, God. What was the name of it?
Oh, Randall? Come on, Jenny.
Oh, shoot.
Like that.
The funny part is that shit finished?
Wait, Tori, were you?
Oh, my God.
I know we're doing therapy 90210 style, uh-huh. but how did you feel when you realized not only did they like each other, but they got married?
Oh, interesting.
Well, we didn't get married for a long time. It took 4 years for that. I got knocked up. We had a baby.
This is a great question because, to be honest, like we flirted, but there was something like, and Jen knows this, like if I had wanted to go forward, like I would have returned his call. There was something that didn't mesh for us, but right. I thought super hot guy, super like, but there was that like best friend thing. Like, wait, shoot, you could have anyone you want. You're amazing. Like, and I know what happens when people go away and co-stars.
Right.
And she did have the power that, you know, if they're like, here, there's this person, this person, this person, she can be like, okay, she had chemistry read with him. She liked him. And she's like, that's my top choice. And they're going to cast him. So I was just like, it was more like, hey, funny, like he's mine. Put in a good word for me. Wink, wink. But then when I found out, I honestly didn't feel anything about it because I didn't feel like he was right for me.
I felt a little weird coming back and being like, so remember when you told me stay away from him? I'm sorry.
This really brings me back
I'm sorry, he's moving in next week, but he's only bringing a TV. Do you remember that shit?
First of all, oh my gosh, that's amazing too. This brings me back to the whole thing of why these characters are so blended with the real people, because it is. It's all just one big mess of blur.
Oh my God.
You know what? It actually wasn't weird with Jen. Like, it just, I don't know why. I am having a flashback right now that I've never remembered. The first time Peter, though, however, came to see Jen on set after the movie wrapped and we were back at 9:20. I'm remembering him right now walking into the makeup trailer and our eyes met. And I did feel like, oh, that's weird. And I think he thought, oh, that's weird. And then we were both like, eh, whatever. And he was awesome. Like,
Oh, my gosh.
This Peter was like one of the girls. Remember Jen?
Yeah.
Oh, he was, yeah. And I liked it. Because Jen had had some other relationships where I didn't love how she was treated. And Peter was doting on her. And it was what she deserved at the time. You know what I mean?
What year was Journey?
And I really loved
an unwhatevered affair. What was it, Randy? A what affair?
1994.
Unfinished.
An unfinished affair. When was
it? Would you call it Amy?
An unfinished. Filtered affair. I don't know. I knew it was an something. What year was that? Like, is this happening right now?
1994. Oh, my God.
Whoa. So it's all happening right now. So we're telling the story right at the right time because it's all happening crazy. Right now.
Yep.
I love it, guys.
Yeah, that's a good one. From the vault. I was just really glad you weren't mad at me.
No, I wanted you to be happy, first of all, and you came back beaming and glowing, and it was something in you I hadn't seen before. And as a friend, you see that, and it's like, ooh, it's worth more than any guy.
Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Fact.
Wow. Okay.
And so Jen's not that type. Like, if it happened, it was meant to be. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm at the type to beam. Okay, so we must.
No, you know what I mean? Like, back. Jen is never that friend that's ever going to flirt with your man, ever. And I go on record here for
Do
life.
Do it. You should.
She would never flirt with your man. Like, you never have to be worried about that. Like, girls, you're always like, oh, I don't know. Like, is there something? Ever. And we've known each other, really, my friends, since we were 16 and 17. And never, not once. She's not that type.
Well, Valerie is.
This is true.
Valerie. That's a nice segue back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm bringing it all back. Okay. So then we see Donna talking to Ray. So Donna, Jenny, take it away.
Ray, wait, where do we see that? Donna tells
the
Ray,
beach apartment.
Yeah, the beach apartment. Donna tells Ray that Ariel was the reason that she and David broke up. And she tells Ray to give back those boots and stop seeing Ariel. But Ray refuses and says his career is his business and his priority.
Why did I write Donna is cutting? What was she cutting?
She's dead serious about no.
Yeah.
She was not like, have this.
Which I thought was an overstep of Donna.
But I liked it.
It's one of those times where they do that. And I'm sure I felt super uncomfortable saying that word.
Yes, very words. Not Tory-like to be like, you will not take this.
Yeah, out of character. Of both of us. Yeah.
And I thought he made a good point. His point was, number one, it is his career. And he does need to take it seriously. They do kind of buy boots. For everybody, you know, which was, I don't know. Yeah. He was sort of saying they sort of entice their clients, dangle a carrot. she was overstepping, but the point was well taken. Like, this is dicey, and you should know how dicey this is.
Yeah.
So Kelly goes to find Brandon in the newspaper office, I think.
In a not good outfit.
Yeah. And says she's happy with the article that he wrote. Mm-hmm. But then she gets upset with him because Brandon asks to spend more time with her. So we really feel like that rift is developing between them.
Well, sort of like also some foreshadowing because of Finley. What? WTF, Finley. WTF. I know I'm getting a little ahead, but still.
You can't do that.
Yeah, because we're doing it new. I like it. Keep it going.
Peach Pit after dark, David tries to warn Ray to be careful about Ariel, and Ray says that Ariel wasn't the only one who burned Donna. Boom.
Yeah, mic drop. Although I did again like David. David is really doing sort of the right thing.
Yes.
In this episode. And I thought that took some guts.
Because he's done the wrong thing for Ray. 5 seasons. So
hey. Yeah, it's feels very inauthentic to me now, because it's out of nowhere for him to be like saying the right thing and thinking about it.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with it and give him the benefit of the doubt. And maybe he's grown, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Sorry, you just said a mic drop there, but that's irrelevant since we can't hear any of the music that Jamie Walters ever sings.
We didn't even hear the mic drop.
Right, it's like he's just always at the Peach Pit in our world and the After Dark, but never actually performing. Like,
So back at the Peach Pit, Donna complains to Claire about Ariel. And she also says Kelly is not helpful because all she does is talk Finley psychobabble. Claire tells Donna that Finley's days are numbered.
Psychobabble.
At the Walsh house, Dylan is there to have dinner with the Walsh family. Cindy asks
him this.
Yeah. Cindy asks him if they should be worried about Valerie.
And he gives a sort of a, this girl.
Yeah. He gives them cause to be concerned.
Yeah. And this is also where I enjoyed seeing the orange lining in Brandon's very large bomber jacket.
Remember the orange lining in those jackets?
Legit. Yep. It was so legit. Yep. That's why I'm like, I don't understand why you guys didn't love the fashion. You know what it was? The girls did maybe, well, Donna had a good dress. I did not like the burgundy outfit that Kelly was wearing, but I kept noticing the fashion, the boots, Valerie's leather vest, whatever that was.
They stood out. You're right.
Yeah, but it was very
almost in a little way. But
okay. Yeah, maybe it wasn't like so on point, but it was definitely fashion centric. Anyway,
and this is the point where what you were talking about, where Valerie goes to Jonesy's house, place we've
Bellage Hotel. Yeah, sorry to correct
hotel.
You. His
and asks for money, and he says that he will pay her if she agrees to work, quote, with him in the future.
And she is just going all over town to get money for this gig she did.
She's got to support her weed habit.
Double dip. Oh, I have a funny weed story about this show, but we'll do it later.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s cruise.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interaction, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more.
Hosted by MTV VJs Downtown Julie Brown and Matt Pinfield, plus Lisa Loeb.
Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas will be completely transformed to take you back in time for nonstop 90s action. The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jonesy is creepy and not creepy at the same time for me. I'm like, oh, he's so creepy.
Agreed.
Oh, wait, yeah. Maybe he's nice. Oh, he's weird.
Yeah, but there's something like so free about him that's enticing. Like, you know, I like because he's just like winging
she
it. He's
makes
like,
it. Yeah. I'm not going to sleep with you. So that was real clear. And then he was sort of like, I wasn't even going to ask you that. Like, it's all they doing a little dance. And this is where I noticed, like, wow, there's not a primary 90210 actor in this scene.
So does Valerie go on to work for Jonesy? And is this something we see moving forward?
I don't remember.
Or is this just like a conversation that never goes anywhere?
I think the point more is she's got money now. She's got money.
And she's not just a bad baker. She's a clever one. She's clever. She outsmarts these men, but she definitely knows what to say, when to say, and plays accordingly.
Yeah, she's savvy.
How does she get so savvy is my question.
She's born with it.
Yeah, she's kind of dark. She's got a dark, dangerous
Then you guys, we get to see the Andrea Peter thing unfold. They meet at the coffee house, and Andrea says that her heart is beating fast, Dr. Tucker, and they start kissing.
Oh my God. It
was
so
there in public.
It was so crazy. She was gussied up. She was there for the, she was
gussied up.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, there was a hand. I think there was a hand touch. And I was just like, oh my God. And then there was a kiss. It was just, oh God.
Yeah. It was too scary. They're just right there at the Equator Coffee House.
I do realize I messed up. I think right before this was actually the scene where Ray's like, I'm not so dumb for this second rate deal. I apologize. I did blur those.
He goes back to the record company, says, no, I'm not into that deal. Yeah. You guys can't have my publishing rights. Then we go on to California University where Professor Finley is talking to the students and he tells them that he is ready for the meeting tonight. Mm. Okay. Big build up there.
Okay.
The Peach Pit Ariel barges in on Donna and Ray's lunch and tells Donna to help convince Ray to sign. I think that's going to work out, Ariel.
Correct. And I liked having them in a scene together. Saucy when Ray.
How was that when you guys filmed that scene? Were you, what do you remember?
Is that funny?
The crossover of Donna, Tori, Ariel.
Isn't it funny what I remember and don't remember? And I remember everything, but when it comes to things that are too like emotional and personal and intimate, I start to, I'm like, there's a block.
Mm-hmm. That's how PTSD works.
Okay, perfect.
They put Donna and Ariel in these scenes. Like, first of all, the limo scene was still kind of scarring. And I think we even got a flashback to it. Like, that was rough, right? When David's in the back of the limo.
Because we see her curly
little
hair.
Donna knock, knock, knocking at the window. And then now we've got this sort of like, who wants to sit down at a booth over a tuna melt with the girl that like gave their boyfriend some kind of an STD? Crabs, I think.
Oh my God, I forgot.
Did he get crabs from someone else?
Oh my God. I thought you were just going to say like, took his virginity and that, like that's something
guys,
that,
I'm sorry, but the crabs has scarred me really
that,
scarred
I forgot.
Me.
I had about you? The carbs.
I had
the
never
crabs.
Heard of anything like it. I know I think I told the story. And then carbs when that happened on 90210, I was like, and I know I couldn't Google it, but somehow I must have researched it because I was like, this is something I don't want.
Yeah.
And no. I was right at that age. I was at the same age. So I was like, if I'm gonna be around boys, this is something I want to avoid. So what did I get an encyclopedia out? I don't know how I researched. I did.
This episode was sponsored by Raid. Wait, just kidding.
This is also the point where Valerie shows up in her sporty new car and Dylan accuses her of acting like a hooker.
So I couldn't get the math figured out because we know that Dylan only gave her $10,000. So let's say Jonesy gave her, I mean, even though I saw the money, I think they were hundreds. At most, that was only $10,000. Maybe 20, right? Just
how much was that car, you think?
What was the car?
She leased it, right?
What kind of car was it?
It was some sporty thing, right? I just couldn't do the math. It seems like she's blown all her money on the car. So
is this a car that's her car for now for the whole show? Like this is Val's car.
Really?
I can't remember.
I don't know. It just felt like, I thought it was symbolic, making a comparison of when men kind of try to swing their and buy sports cars and like, oh, look, like I have big energy, but you really have a small. So it felt like that, but it's a female, which I kind of appreciate it. So
I was like, I think we kind of realized
Val does have a big.
I think so.
And I think you kind of realize, and maybe I'm reading into it. Money is super important to Valerie to feel like she's a part of Beverly Hills or that she can hang, right? Because it's all about the flash, right? She's not taking the money and hightailing it out of there. She's buying the car. She's buying the clothes. Like, you know,
well, it's
all
approval,
about
right?
status. Like, I'm going to have this money because now I have status and I'm going to be a part of this.
And then we finish up at California University again, where we see Professor
Finley. You
couldn't even
Finley. Say that with a straight face.
No.
Like, I hate
California
that
University.
It's so bad. Yeah.
Professor Finley loses his job, but says he will continue teaching people even from his own living room if he has to.
Or his office or his bedroom. Or his-
Kelly ditches Brandon for Finley. And Professor Finley tells Kelly to break up with Brandon. Because he isn't supportive of the new evolution. And
she Freudian slash Finley slipped and said Dylan and not Brandon. Did you guys hear that?
I did.
It was hot.
So yeah, this is where I feel like I'm not on board with this because I don't see how Kelly would be brainwashed to ditch Brandon, who she loves. Who's just clearly tried to help her with the article and has asked to spend more time with her. Like, how is she so in this Finley's, like, web that she...
That's what they do.
Yes, that's what they do. And may I bring this all back to a story that we told earlier? Jen, what other character did Peter play in a movie?
Oh, that's recent, right? He played... What's that called?
The cult.
Cult guy.
Nexium?
Yes.
The Nexium guy.
Peter Facinelli played him.
There's a Nexium movie?
There's a doc and there's a movie that was made for TV and
scripted,
Peter was in it.
And Peter was great.
I should have seen this coming.
Finley.
With the whole,
escaping the Nexium cult? Peter's
I believe
in that?
That he could have been a really good cult leader.
Wait,
what are we talking about here? Now I'm panicking.
I believe that Peter could have been a really good cult leader in real life. Like, he's good at that, convincing you. He's a good, like...
Well, this is juicy. I need to watch this. It was Kate. He played Keith Raniere.
But how interesting that we're talking about this storyline.
Yeah.
With you, which was done 1994.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. And Katherine Oxenberg bringing it all back to the Aaron Spelling world. So Katherine Oxenberg narrates the story because it's her daughter was
India that it happened to. This.
Katherine Oxenberg was on Dynasty. She played Amanda Carrington.
Oh, my bad.
She was a Carrington. She must marry some. Oh, she married Adam. I think she married Adam Carrington.
That's right.
Yeah.
But wasn't she when at Moldavia when the whole thing like.
Yeah, that's what that's why there's some sort of royalty.
What are you guys talking about?
And she is royalty in real life.
A real princess. Oh, let's bring it all back. Who then went on to marry Casper Van Dien. Oh my God. It's like 6 degrees of 90210. She married Casper. They went on to have children together.
And do a reality show. And then this whole next thing
married to a famous princess in real life. Yep. And yeah.
And her book is great.
And we know Casper played, I just blinked.
Right. That preppy ex-boyfriend.
Griffin Stone.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Wow. So that's what they do.
Yep. Okay. I feel like you guys have just brainwashed me. So I believe you.
But I do think that is the thing, that she has been sucked into this guy and she's, which happens in these situations, she's forgetting everything. And then he does what they do, wants her to break up with Brandon. They isolate you from your circle.
Oh, I hope that she doesn't do this.
Oh, she does.
Oh my God. Wait, why was this episode called Little Monsters? Anybody?
Myself.
That's why I was so confused in the very beginning. I was like, wait, we're going to recap because Little Monsters? I don't remember watching anything about kids or monsters.
It was way before Lady Gaga.
Yeah, I was confused.
What could it be? Just throw a spitball.
These people are little monsters? I don't know. Like Ariel? I don't know.
Ariel, Val, wondering Andrea, Finley. Oh.
This episode is little monster. So juicy. It is such a 10.
Really juicy. It's such a 10. 10, 10, 10.
10, 10, 10.
10. Oh my God, you guys.
We agree. The first time. Maybe a second time.
The Dancing with the Stars, perfect score.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yay. Thank you, 90210.
Yeah. Longest podcast ever, but I really feel like we covered the shit out of this.
I feel really good about this. That was some deep dives. And it was worth it. It was, yeah.
Well, guess what?
Next week.
We'll be back again next week with another new episode of
90210. What is next week?
What is our episode next week? Let me see.
The one that's only on DVD.
That's right. It's a weirdo one.
This is the one you guys have to go get your DVD collection out or find a weird, creepy bootleg like Amy did.
And somebody found their DVD player in the text. Was that you, Jenny?
I found it.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Season 5, episode 20, You Gotta Have Heart.
There must be too many songs. They couldn't even cut them out.
Have a great week, you guys. Bye. Love you.
Enter to win a free cruise for two on board the 90s cruise. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the first ever sailing.
5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s activities.
There'll be over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, and more.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, January 31st through February 5th, 2025.
Head to the90scruise.com/iHeart to enter to win a free cruise for two.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.